Good morning. I'm Piper Toyama, and I'm currently serving as the president of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, an organization that is dedicated to sharing the Shin Buddhist path. Specifically, the mission of the Honganji in Hawaii is to share the living teachings of Shin Buddhism so that all beings may enjoy lives of harmony, peace, and gratitude. Though Shin Buddhism grew out of Shinran Shonen spiritual insights over 750 years ago in Japan, Shin Buddhism continues to offer comfort and peace to life in the 21st century. In keeping with the mission of the Honganji this morning, I would like to share three concepts of the teachings that I find most relevant and impactful on my personal daily life. The first concept is mindfulness. For me, mindfulness simply means to be aware of my feelings, actions, and the environment in which I find myself. It means being aware of what is happening around me and that my participation in life is happening within an unrepeatable moment in time. The importance of my attention to life in the moment is based on the Buddhist truth that all things are impermanent, all things change. And thus, appreciation and attention to each ever-evolving moment is essential to a fulfilled life. When I am mindful, I slow down and I see and hear and feel more intensely. When I am mindful, I am more likely to consciously experience moments of great beauty, great sadness, great happiness, great anger, great peace and gratitude. In those moments, I feel embraced by life. Mindfulness for me also includes the acceptance of the truth that we are all bonbu. That is, we are all foolish, ignorant, and selfish beings. Mindfulness includes catching myself being bonbu, catching myself engaging in selfish acts, embracing my ego-centered attachments, and catching myself struggling with life events to force them into what I want them to be rather than living in them as they unfold. For example, I can become thoroughly absorbed with the list of things I want to do in a day without thought or consideration for those who share in my life. When events do not turn exactly as I want them, I become angry and frustrated. When others extend kindness to me, I do not acknowledge them or return the kindness. I'm silent when I should be sharing the words, "Thank you." When I am mindful and catch myself, my bonbu self, I can clearly see the things I do that are selfish, unkind, and sometimes hurtful. I see myself as I am, without the layers of protection I wear to keep my bonbu nature hidden. These moments are humbling because they clearly show that I am not always the person who I think I am, and I am not always the person who others think of as me. The truth is that I am just a foolish and selfish person. Mindfulness connects me to these moments of clarity and leads to the second concept of the teachings that holds great meaning for me. And this is the experience that just as I am, the great compassionate one, Amida Buddha, holds me in the palm of his hands. In each of the most beautiful moments and the most wretched moments, he holds me. Whether I do service to others or I hurt others through my selfish attachments, he holds me. This experience of feeling embraced and not rejected in the moments that I'm being selfish is unusual. We have been taught from a very early age that when we engage in selfish and unkind acts, we are bad people. We should feel guilty for our behavior. We should be punished. And through punishment for selfish and unkind acts, we're separated from others who are better than us. We have been taught that these are the acceptable and normal consequences for being bonbu. But in Shin Buddhism, this is not so. Without judgment as to the goodness or the badness of my actions and thoughts, Amida Buddha holds me with unconditional loving compassion. It is to people like me that he directs his greatest compassion, for it is people like me who need it most. It is the weak, the unkind, the selfish, and the hurtful who need to feel they are cared for and loved. Those who are the most difficult to love need the greatest love. And that is the promise of Amida, to embrace all, no matter who they are and what they do. While being held compassionately, I am given the opportunity to become part of the energy that inspires and drives all compassionate acts, in spite of the fact that I am a foolish being. This opportunity is for me just as I am. And the moment I accept these opportunities, just for that moment, I am not Bombu, for I join in the acts of kindness and compassion. Whenever I fully realize that I stand in the palms of Amida's hands, in that moment I experience profound gratitude, and I enter into the truth of the third concept of the teachings. When the clarity of my true self is sincere and my gratitude honest, then from within my body rises the Nembutsu, or the sound, Namo Amida Butsu. It is the name of Amida Buddha calling. How is this experience possible? How does the sound simply arise without intent? For me, it is a real and physical experience. The sound Namo Amida Butsu arises from my encounters with beauty, with sadness, happiness, frustration, anger, and peace, all the while knowing that I am embraced by the greatest of compassion. Namo Amida Butsu happens when I am honestly open to the unrepeatable moment, open to what I am truly doing and what I am truly feeling, and in so doing experience gratitude for the causes and conditions that shape my life, knowing full well I'm cared for. However, because my foolish and weak human nature is so strong, these Namo Amida Butsu moments do not last long, and I'm back to my blind Bombu ways. Wondrous and beautiful moments slip by me. I'm stressed, annoyed, or just plain unaware, and life goes on. It is only when I remember to be mindful that I'm able to keep the door to Namo Amida Butsu open. Let me now summarize the three concepts that impact my daily life in hopes that you will explore them more fully to see if they have value for your life. 1. The concept of being mindful of what I'm honestly doing, feeling, seeing, hearing in the unrepeatable moment. Seeing the wonders of being alive and the depths of suffering that my selfishness causes. 2. The concept of experiencing the truth that the great compassion of Amida Buddha embraces me just as I am unconditionally. I'm never alone. And 3. Out of the experience of profound gratitude, the concept of allowing the sound of Namo Amida Butsu, the name of the Buddha, to fall from my lips. These three experiences coming together in a single moment do nothing to resolve dilemmas in my life. They do not provide me with miraculous answers, cures, or outcomes. They do not transform me into an enlightened being. These three experiences coming together simply allow me to pause and realize how precious the moment is, even if it is a moment of suffering, and how fortunate that I am not alone. Each Namo Amida Butsu moment is a small step to experiencing the fullness of life. I would like to conclude with this message. The Shin Buddhist Dharma is rich with relevant teachings for all ages. The teachings can provide guidance to exploring the challenging questions of our lives. Who am I? What is my purpose? How do I cope with the stresses of daily life in dealing with school, jobs, finances, relationships, and the future? How do I live with compassion, enthusiasm, and creativity? How do I live in peace and spiritual vigor with my aging body, my losses, my illness, and my impending death? To learn more about Shin Buddhism's promise for a life of harmony and peace, attend a Sunday service at the Honganji Temple. Go to our website, www.honganjihawaii.com, for more information. Thank you for listening this morning. I am deeply grateful to Mo'ili'ili Honganji Temple for sponsoring this opportunity to share my Dharma experience. Aloha.